When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
I am glad that Donald Trump stuck up for Team USA. I am. I think it's fine. If you are mad about an American soccer player being reinstated to play for America tonight, if you're mad about this, you should be put in a cannon and launched back to England, because why do you hate our country? 651-461-9226. The rules are rules crowd. The what about ethics crowd could not be more full of crap. I think it is the peak of hilarity the way people are falling all over themselves to be upset, including some that I saw saying that they're going to cheer for Belgium tonight. How much do you hate Donald Trump to be this deranged about it? So by now you probably know the story. I hope you've been following the World Cup. It's been fun. Last night's England-Mexico game was an all-timer, just fantastic. And our American team on this weekend that we celebrate America has our biggest goal scorer back in the game, back in the action. They reversed the suspension, or they suspended the suspension. So it's like if you get a ticket and they say, well, you know, we're going to wipe this from your record if you don't do anything bad again. It's sort of like that, is my understanding. Are we really mad that Donald Trump called the head of FIFA, Donald Trump, recipient of the FIFA Peace Prize? So he called his buddy and said, hey, this seems like a raw deal for America. Could you, like, what can we do? Can you give this another look? Now, if you are the recipient of the FIFA Peace Prize, you certainly are not making threats. You're a man of peace. In fact, here was Donald Trump earlier today talking about the relatively minor, what I think, very understandable thing that he did.
All I did, I asked for a review because I didn't think it was a foul.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I'm good at this stuff. I didn't think it was a foul. I thought it was two great athletes that crashed into each other and got entangled. That was not a guy punching somebody in the face,
yes,
or anything that, you know, would be different.
That's right.
And I think it's a terrible, if they wouldn't allow, you know, a top player, okay, maybe the best, maybe among the best players,
maybe,
on the team.
We don't know.
To play, I think it would have had a big stain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And so you wimps, you America haters, you Belgian waffles, you people who are mad at Donald Trump for making a reasonable request to FIFA to say, I mean, I don't know how you punish a guy by making him not play another game. Donald Trump apparently just learning about suspensions, that sometimes if you do something wrong, you do get suspended for the next game. I don't think it was a foul. I certainly don't think it was a red card. Now, in soccer, you do get red cards for sort of a move where it's like cleats up. Where it is, you're watching it in real time and it looks like, yeah, that was just a soccer play. But there are certain scenarios where you do get a red card. Soccer officiating to me is perhaps the most hilarious officiating of any of the sports. Because it's never really all that clear as to what is a foul and what isn't. And sometimes they call it and sometimes they play on. And sometimes there's a yellow card and sometimes there's a red.
If you want to know what a foul is, watch this play. Because it was 100% a foul. It was absolutely
it was a foul. It was a foul.
Does it need to be a red card and a game suspension? I don't think so.
Right.
But it was absolutely a foul.
And so
he didn't come close to the ball. He just, you know, cleated the guy in the leg.
And a lot of what the complaints are about in officiating today is that we go into super slow-mo and everything looks terrible in super slow-mo. I'm not even at, look, I am not a FIFA soccer expert. What I am an expert in is cheering for my team. And I don't care that the president made a call. I love it. Make the call. This is an international soccer organization. You telling me they can't just say like, well, the president called and said, take another look. We took a look. Too bad. He's suspended. They could have said too bad. Now, do I wish Trump did this differently? Yes. Neil is in St. Paul. Neil, are you mad that the president made a call to FIFA?
You know how I feel. I think Neil from St. Paul. I think we know, right? You know how I feel.
About
Trump. No, I'm disagreeing with you. I think Trump should not have called.
What?
Shame on you, my friend Donald.
What?
Yes. He has no business interfering in a soccer match, hockey game, football game. He's the president.
He's very good at this stuff. We just heard him. He said he's very good at it, though.
Well, he's very good at everything. You know. You know what? I think he played soccer, but
well,
we know.
Now listen to this, Neil. Here is the president talking about some of his intense knowledge of soccer.
He didn't do anything wrong, and he's our best player or one of our best players. A very vital player, and he gave him a red card. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't think it meant much. Then I started hearing that means he can't play in the next game, at least in the next game.
Yeah.
I said, boy, that's a big, you know, if it happened to another player, it would have been unfair. But when they take your best player or just about, they have some great players, but and they say you can't play.
Right.
That's very unfair.
Neil, I mean, he didn't know what a red card was.
Well, you know what? I'm not a soccer guy either, but I knew what a red card was from when my kids played, but I did not play soccer. But two things is that was not an egregious or I think not categorized as a red card. He hit him, he kicked him, but it was not, isn't it? Well, Jason, is it like an intentional thing, more a red card, or is it like you just get him with your cleats?
It's supposed to be an intentional thing. It's supposed to be like you took an action, but there are certain soccer moves that are deemed dangerous. And so while you're not trying to hurt someone, in the rules of it. So, you know, I think there's some debate on this. Most people, I think, thought that this red card was maybe an overreaction around the world.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's mad at America because Trump.
Well, it looked kind of nasty. I mean, sure. I mean,
In the slow-mo, it did, for sure.
Yeah. So did Joel Theismann when Lawrence Taylor fell on his leg. You know, okay.
True.
You know, I mean, you know what? Now you're getting into the point of mind reading where...
Oh. Dan just hung up. Wow, Dan. Wow. That's rough, Neil.
Sorry about that, Neil. My bad.
Neil is a Trump guy and says Trump shouldn't have made the call. I think it's fine. And if this international organization doesn't have the stones to tell Trump too bad, what I say to them is you guys are a bunch of pansies getting pushed around by America. And after the 4th of July weekend, you know what I like? I like a return to America pushing people around a little bit. Like, we got to win. We can't get a win in the wars that we are fighting, but we got to win. America's back, baby. Drive time, taking a break. Keep the tech. The texters are shockingly not thrilled with me, Dan. You are just a proponent of cheating. I would like you to know I am 100% against cheating when other people do it to us. But, you know, if it's on our side, I just call it strategy. Drive time back in just a minute.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the scolds are out, Dan. You knew the scolds would be about. Brian just shows FIFA is corrupt, as advertised.
You're kidding. We've never known that before.
Mark, Jason, facts. The Dems don't want Trump to win anything.
That's probably true.
If Taylor Swift made the call to FIFA and got the player reinstated, she'd be lauded as a hero. I think that's true.
That's probably true.
I think that is true. Jason.
Notice that she didn't.
That we know of. So before the break, I said that there is a better way to do this, right? There could have been a better Trump move. And the better Trump move would have been to say nothing about it. And in fact, he did say nothing. He made this call, what, Wednesday or Thursday? And so he addressed it today because it was being reported after they made the decision that it was being reported. Well, the president made a call. And then the president confirmed it. Now, if I were the president, I would have said I talked to a lot of people. I'm a fan. Did I make a call? Did I not make a call? Does it really matter? They have a process. They did their thing. The taking credit for it, that I think is a little gross. That part of it is gross. Our president should worry about the wars he has us in and leave the refereeing to the referees. So I do understand, like, people have, like, if you hate Trump, you're going to hate this, right? And I think my feelings about the president and his morality and his ethics have been well chronicled on this show. But, like, I don't care, man. Like, so he used a little influence to try to help our team. So what?
Well,
like,
and I think,
why are we mad about
this? I think that's why he does stuff like this. Right. I think that's why you have all of the concern about the building projects in D.C. and other things that really don't matter in the big picture.
Yeah.
Because he can actually get some stuff done. Right. He can't. You know, should he be worried about the war? Yeah, he should be worried about the war. Right.
Right.
Except Iran won't play ball. So he's sort of stuck and there isn't a whole lot he can do. But on this, yeah, he can call the FIFA guy that gave him the Peace Prize and say, hey, rattle some cages, get this thing turned around. And I think that's what leads. He wants to do stuff. He wants to, you know, be able to point at things and said, look, I did that.
I did it. Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah, I would
the big picture stuff that we really should be concerned about, he can't do that with.
Do I wish we had a president that wasn't as petty as this? Yes. Yes. Am I glad that if he's going to put his thumb on the scale, he's going to do it to help the American soccer team tonight? Yes. Yes. And to say, like, now this is tainted. Give me a break. It was tainted when the red card was issued, and it wasn't deserved. So when you're dealing with a subjective situation like that, you know, think back to the NBA playoffs when Wemby got ejected.
Yeah.
And under normal circumstances would have been suspended, but because it was the playoffs and it was a big game, they didn't suspend him. And you know what? Great. Play the game. Now, what was my view in that moment? Probably it was very pro-Timberwolves. Probably. What I'm saying is it is okay to just cheer for your team. It is okay to cheer for your team. You do not have to take this scenario, put it through the official political view filter and say, like, I hate Trump. He's scummy. He's sleazy. I'm going to cheer for the waffles. Like, what are we doing? Or the people who think like the U.S. out of some sort of magnanimous move should sit this player.
Yeah, no.
No.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's Follerin Balogun.
Flo Balogun, yeah.
And everyone calls him Flo.
Yeah.
And the president is such a fan, he could never channel his name during the conversation about
that. Name really isn't that important.
He is one of the best. He may be the best. One of the best.
Nor is it really important that the only reason this guy plays for the U.S. is because of birthright citizenship. We don't worry about that.
Jeff is in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, I mean, at least, look, I'm sort of a bottom line guy in this scenario. The bottom line is we got our guy back. I think it's fine.
Well, I'm not a soccer fan, so I really don't have a dog in this hunt. But I think the whole thing is stupid. Mm. What we need, this is what we need. World leaders calling FIFA with a gripe, and then all the while admitting they don't know a red card from a red ass. You kidding me?
It's pretty good. I mean, the fact that he didn't know what a red card was until somebody told him. I also think that's relatively relatable in the United States, where soccer is not our national sport. And also hilarious. Like, it's also objectively hilarious.
I can't imagine how Putin would have said it. Yeah, come on.
I mean, FIFA is corrupt. Is it corrupt to have the president of the United States on behalf of the USA team make a call and say, like, hey, like, this seemed like a raw deal. Can we appeal this? Is that corrupt?
No, it's not corrupt. But I think he ought to just leave his phone alone. Just keep your hands off the damn thing.
Thanks, Jeff. Texters, do you cheat to get your kids into college, too?
Yeah, Jason.
Is this cheating? Is it cheating? Making a call to argue on behalf of your country. Is this really as horrific as people are acting like it is?
As the president of the United States, the most powerful individual in the world, that's different than the Belgian premier or prime minister or whoever they've got in charge of their country calling FIFA. It just is.
Yeah.
Right? That those two calls are going to be taken in very, very different ways. So does it grant an unfair advantage, i.e. cheat? Probably.
I would say it does give us an advantage, but I would also say the rest of the world, you guys hate us because you ain't us, all right? You wish you had this power. Every other country, you think every other country in the world would not use this same effort to try to help their own team?
If they had the ability to, probably.
Yes.
But they don't, which is what makes it unfair. And it's why no other president would ever have done this.
It's an interesting question. Would another president have done this? Now, should the president have done this is a different question. That is not, I'm not arguing that I think he should have done this. I am arguing that I'm glad he did it. Is that a...
It's a heck of a hair to split.
Is that... I just want, if there's going to be cheating, I want it to be on our behalf. And all these officials are from countries all over the world. They all, you think they're not out to get America? I mean, I can spin this conspiracy stuff however you want. Like, and definitely the president talked about how this particular official, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and a texter is with me on this. This isn't on Trump. It's on FIFA for reversing their decision. And so now FIFA has set the precedent, I think, that if you have a questionable red card, which a lot of red cards are questionable, comes down to a judgment. You know, there's going to be a push to not suspend a player. I will say, I do think that this punishment is so intense. And when you think about most other sports, you don't have a corollary here where one play where you're automatically suspended for the next game. Now, in basketball, if you get like the double technical where you're ejected,
isn't it a certain process? Yeah, a certain buildup of technical fouls.
Right, and there's a process for it. So, like, it is a weird deal. Texters, Jason, this whole conversation is gross. Trump should not have done this. You should not be celebrating it. The whole world cares a lot about this tournament, and it is now a mockery. You're laughing about this is so wrong, so gross. Another texter. Jason, it's not just Trump haters, it's soccer purists that have a problem with this. Okay, let me break that down, though. The Venn diagram of Trump haters and soccer purists, it's pretty much, it's like 100% overlap, isn't it? Like, I've been to Minnesota Aurora FC matches. I've been to Minnesota United matches. It's not
a lot of MAGA hats at the Aurora game?
Not what I'm seeing. Texter says it's not cheating. A call was made. The refs made the decision. I think it's great that he did it. Another texter, Jason, if he plays and we win tonight in any game, going forward, we'll have an asterisk by it. You guys are so like, get the stick out from up your butt. Everybody is so, this is the World Cup, okay? This is not some sacrosanct competition where you would be furious if there were any sort of political intervention. This is not like the Nobel Peace Prize, okay? Wait. This is not like the Olympics where you see... It's just a game, guys. Like, it's going to be all right. We're going to cheer for America tonight. If you cheer for Belgium, deport. Deport yourself voluntarily. You are not American. Any American should be happy that we'll be at full strength tonight. We're going to break. In a minute, we're going to talk about a new effort to fight hunger and help some other nonprofits in the Twin Cities. It's going on this week, and there's a chance for you to get involved. We'll talk about that in just minutes here on CCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, for years, one of the big fundraisers in the Twin Cities was a hunger relief fundraiser put on by Wayne Kostrowski called Taste of the Tour. And he did a taste of the like the Super Bowl, the NFL, all sorts of, I mean, for years, Wayne and his team has made such an incredible impact when it comes to fighting hunger in the Twin Cities. And this week, they're evolving the event into something bigger, something with more impact. Chefs, athletes, together to make a difference in our community. And Pete Kostrowski is with us via video link up, joining us at our YouTube and Facebook channel. Pete, I'm very excited for our listeners to learn more about plates and playmakers. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's an exciting event coming up in a few days. We're looking forward to it.
Thursday is the night. Tell us what the vision is.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm proud son here. My dad, he's been a hunger advocate in town here for a long, long time. He started Taste of the NFL back when the Super Bowl was here in 1992. So I've been around hunger relief and trying to solve this problem for pretty much my whole life. And then him and I started Taste for the Tour 7 years ago when the 3M Open came here into town. And it's been a great event, but it was always kind of capped at our size. We were about 225 people there. So this year we decided, you know, let's try to do something a little bigger to help more families here in the Twin Cities. So we started an event called Plates and Playmakers. And it will take place this Thursday, July 9th at Quincy Hall. But our mission is always the same, raising dollars and awareness in the fight against hunger. In this case here, kind of highlighting the best that Minnesota has to offer. And with that, we got a pretty good lineup, to say the least.
You've got Andrew Zimmern and Gavin Kaysen and really an amazing lineup of local chefs representing all kind of young, older. You've got the whole group there. I wonder if you would talk a little bit about what it's like to be the son, you know, to be the next generation taking it has to be meaningful to be continuing the work, probably meaningful for your dad, too, that you're continuing the work that he got started.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've got four daughters myself, so now 12 and under. So it's an interesting role to be now looking at my dad, who I've always been proud of what he's accomplished along the way. I think the coolest thing that he's really instilled in myself and my two sisters is this desire to give back to the community. And he's obviously done that with his actions, and we've been involved with these events for a long time and now kind of taking the lead on this one. One of the coolest things was for me was one of my daughters goes, "I'm so excited, and I hope one day I get to do Plates and Playmakers with you too." So the idea inspiring the next generation to give back for those who are going through a little rough time, that's pretty cool. And it was never part of, you know, as laid out the plan. It's just something you're around and you just get inspired by because of all the great things that you're able to do for others.
Pete Kostrowski is with us. The event is called Plates and Playmakers. It is Thursday night. Now, you've got, what, a dozen chefs? How does the night sort of shake out for people?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So the general plan of this is, it's what we'd like to say is kind of celebrate the best of Minnesota. So we always, with our events, we always start with culinary. So we have 12 of the best chefs in the Twin Cities. Gavin Kaysen has just been a phenomenal partner, a friend of mine for, we put these on now for 7-8 years. And he is, I always joke, because he's the best person to have on our culinary team, because Gavin and I talk, and then he sends an email out to all the chefs, and then they respond within 30 seconds, versus if it was me, it might take 2 months of hounding them. Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of, you mentioned a few of them, Ann Kim, Danny Del Prado, Gavin, of course, Adam Ritter, Eric Pham. I mean, the list goes on and on of the quality of the culinary is incredible. And then the fun part is we also then fill the room of this year what we're calling Playmakers. And Playmakers is two different forms. We have a lot of the celebrities. So these are some of the biggest sports icons in Minnesota, whether you're basketball, football, hockey fan. These are kind of the who's who of either current or former Minnesota connections. We've got a lot of the coaches there as well. PJ Fleck will be there, Nico Medved. And the idea is everyone comes together. You get to enjoy some company. You walk around, you try the food at all the different stations. And the best part is you're raising money for some incredible hunger relief organizations here in town.
Since you guys started back in 1992, more than 100 million meals raised through all of this money that you guys have raised. Who are the food banks that you are, or the food shelves that you're helping out this year?
Yeah, we're excited. We have three. In the past, when we did Taste of the Tour, we usually would just pick one organization, and then it'd be all the proceeds go to them. In this case, we decided as this event gets bigger, and we'll have about 400 people in attendance that night. We have a handful of tickets left. I'm sure they're going to sell out in the next day or so. But because we went bigger, we also wanted to make the impact throughout the Twin Cities go a little wider. So we have the Food Group, who's headquartered in St. Paul. We have Every Meal, who does a great weekend after school program for kids, and they're based in Roseville area. And then we also have ICA, which is a food bank out in the Minnetonka area. So part of the idea was, as this got bigger, increased the number of chefs and celebs, we also wanted to have our impact be felt throughout the Twin Cities instead of just with one organization in town.
And you're also giving some money out of the connection you've had with the culinary world to that Salt Cure Restaurant Relief Fund as well, right?
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, my dad was a restaurateur in town, and so I grew up in the restaurant business. I love food. I love cuisine. I decided to go a different route, though. I didn't have the passion to be a restaurateur, but I've always had this soft spot for the restaurant industry and the hospitality. So not only using this as an opportunity for us to appreciate all the incredible restaurants we have in town, but a portion will also go to the Salt Cure, as we all realize how important the culinary world is to the Twin Cities.
Pete, you didn't want to bring back Tejas? You didn't want to bring back Bar Abilene yourself?
You know, it's been asked a lot. I worked at all those places. I never, thankfully for all the guests, I never made it on the cooking line, but I did pretty much everything else, and that was enough for me.
You thought you could find, like, less stressful ways to lose money than by opening a restaurant?
Yeah, funny how that works, right? Yeah. I'll support them. I just don't want to be an operator, and that's for sure. I've worked at the State Fair for many, many years at the Tejas Express booth, so that was enough of the realization of I'm better attending than running these operations.
I think it's great. It's going to be at the Quincy Market right in Northeast Minneapolis, a great venue, beautiful room, but still a couple of tickets remaining. If you go to platesandplaymakers.com, you can buy an individual ticket. There will be a silent auction at that website as well that people can bid on, all sorts of great stuff, but really terrific. These sorts of events, you know, I think people don't fully understand how much their local restaurant ends up donating to, whether it's, you know, the local PTA or it's the softball team or it's to fight hunger. But I sometimes get nervous about where we'd be for charities and nonprofits if we didn't have all the things that the restaurants were sort of stepping up and donating.
I completely agree. And they're always the first ones to say, hey, can you help? And they're right there. First ones who want to do so, and they do so much for the community. So this is a little way for us to celebrate. I mean, if you look at this lineup, it's going to be the best food in the country under one roof that night. I can promise you that. It's just the quality is incredible, and I hope everybody listening and in town appreciate this level of culinary talent we have in the Twin Cities. And this is one fun way for people to try it out all in one stop if you're able to make it on Thursday.
Pretty cool. Pete Kostrowski, appreciate you. Thanks for doing this, and good luck on Thursday. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Pete Kostrowski with us on CCO. It is called Plates and Playmakers, platesandplaymakers.com. But pretty amazing lineup of chefs. I think in all, you look at all of these chefs and you've got like something like 7 James Beard recognitions from that group. So everybody kind of hanging out, doing their own station. Should be fun. In a minute, I want to talk about the 7 natural wonders of America, ABC, as part of, I don't know if you guys watched any TV this weekend. Some of the coverage around America's 250, I thought was really cool. And one of the interesting things that ABC News did, along with National Geographic, is they named the 7 wonders of America. We know the 7 wonders of the world. But National Geographic, they said, all right, here are the seven wonders of America. And some of these are obvious. I mean, if you think about it right now, what do you think would be one of the seven wonders of America? I didn't know what they had all picked. But the Grand Canyon, you're like, yep, the Grand Canyon will be in there. Like, what else? Well, I got a little miffed that there was no, like, nothing from the upper Midwest. Nothing. Not the Great Lakes. Not the giant ball of twine. So what I want your help with right now is, what is one of your wonders of Minnesota? What would be on the list if we had our own? I'll tell you what ABC recognized, and we'll get your feedback as well. 651-461-9226. The natural wonder of Minnesota. What's on your list when we come back? All right, I love this idea of recognizing the natural beauty in our country, and I want to do it in our state. National Geographic, along with ABC News, did these beautiful stories. And by the way, like Diane Sawyer, she did one of these stories. Diane Sawyer is 80 years old and looks amazing. So here were the seven. We had the Grand Canyon. We had the Sequoias, like the coastal redwoods. We had Niagara Falls, the Appalachian Mountains, the Everglades, Yellowstone National Park, and also the Hawaiian volcanoes. So, in Hawaii, they showed the beautiful volcano. So all these things, hard to argue, right? Is there something that was left out? I don't think so. But my question is, if we had the seven wonders of Minnesota, what would it be? 651-461-9226. Let's go to Jonathan in Eden Prairie. Just trying to think, like, we need to fill out our own list, Jonathan. We were sort of, the Appalachian Mountains is sort of Midwest, but otherwise no Midwestern things on this list. What would you put as one of the wonders of Minnesota?
Well, I'll tell you, Jason, love your show.
Thank you.
Someone who is born and raised on the Canadian border, I have to say God's country, which is Rainy Lake. Which is in the shadow of Voyageurs National Park and includes Voyageurs National Park.
Yeah.
And half of it is in Canada. That lake is like a Northern Caribbean to me. It's islands, inlets, bays. I mean, it is just outdoors at its finest. And I talked to so many people, Jason, who live down here in the Twin Cities who never get up north to the Canadian border, and they are missing out on that wonder of Minnesota.
That's a great answer. It is stunning. It's beautiful. It's beautiful out there. It is like another country, isn't it? It feels so different, especially compared to like the topography of southern Minnesota.
It's a water. If you've ever spent any time up there, it is a water highway. You're on the boat and you run into people who, you know, being born and raised up there. I'm just on the water all the time and I see people and all you do is wave and you go, oh, I know that person. So you go over, you sit in the middle of the water, you have a beer, and you go about your business the rest of the day. It is just, I just find it amazing.
Yeah. Jonathan, thank you. Very good answer. Very good. 651-461-9226.
I think there's two obvious ones.
Yep.
And it sort of plays into what Jonathan just said. First is just the North Shore, is Lake Superior in total, right? The fact that we have the world's largest freshwater lake with enormous amounts of access to it from Minnesota is absolutely one of the wonders of the state. And then the Boundary Waters canoe area, right? I mean, that's as pristine of land as you can find anywhere in the country, much less anywhere in the state. So those are two obvious.
Do you have to pick like a specific spot on the North Shore, you think? Is it the lighthouse iconic lookout?
No, I think the lake and everything that attends to it is the wonder. Because none of that stuff would exist without Lake Superior right there.
Yeah. I think that's an excellent answer.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Lots of texts coming in on this.
by the way, World Cup spoiler alert. World Cup spoiler alert. The Spanish have scored. It's 1-0 over Portugal. And we're in extra time. I'm sorry, stoppage time, not extra
stoppage.
Time. Stoppage.
Stoppage time?
Yes. So
about
that very
5 minutes
well
to go, maybe.
Yes, roughly.
Ish.
Roughly, yes. You never can really tell.
Devil's Tower, says a texter.
Sure.
The Bluffs in Red Wing all the way down to the southern border.
Caller who couldn't hang, by the way, suggested road construction on 94, which I thought probably pretty true.
Yeah. Lake Itasca, the beginning of the Mississippi River. I think the Mississippi has to be one of our natural wonders. It's our only national park here, which is a bit of a scam, don't you think? Did you know Lake, is that wrong? Am I wrong?
I thought, is it Voyageurs a national park?
You're right. Voyageurs is a national park.
So it's not our only one is all.
Lake, but the Mississippi River is a national reserve. It's
okay.
Our only national reserve. You know, it has to be natural, right?
It is, you know, and I get it. I mean, given what the Mississippi is, its headwaters has meaning and importance. I just don't, I mean, is it?
Are you going to go see it?
I've seen it.
How is it?
It's fine. It's not. It's, you know, again, it's when you understand what the Mississippi becomes, it becomes impressive because this is where it starts. But just in and of itself, you wouldn't stumble upon it and go, oh, wow, look at that.
Right. Yeah. Are we lacking? I mean, we have beautiful lakes. We have beautiful lakes.
Lots of them.
Hmm. But when you think about, like, what is the natural wonder? There's a lot of, like, great amber waves of grain. You got your farmland. I mean, I feel like in Minnesota, if you were to do a 7 natural wonders, people would be inclined to just list 7 lakes. Right?
Understandable, sure.
Because what else do you have, really? The Gunflint Trail?
Some very beautiful bluffs in the state.
Yeah, but bluffs, it's sort of like the poor man's mountain, right? Like we
when
didn't,
you don't have a mountain, you look for the bluffs.
I mean, at a certain point, then you're like, well, there's this pretty cool hill in Woodbury that I really like. You're like, Afton Alps. Like, no, I don't think that's.
I mean, the sled hill in Theodore Worth is pretty cool.
Yeah. Get you Goomy? Maybe.
That's Superior, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of the challenge. Maybe, like, my outrage over the fact that there was nothing in the Midwest, maybe it's because there is nothing in the Midwest. Is that possible? That we just have nothing to compete? That's why I was sort of, like, saying, do we like, separate the lookout from the lake
right.
So we could have something
maybe you need
that's,
to
like,
do that,
not
right?
A
yeah.
Lake? Because otherwise it's just lakes.
Yeah.
Not just lakes. I'm not denigrating the lake.
Kind of sounds like you are. You're down on lakes. Jason Russia, lake hater.
I mean,
he hates dogs. He hates lakes.
Love America, though. Hate the Belgians. Next hour, top 3 things you hate about Belgium. That's where we're going to start. Continental Dive in Time. It's 3:58. That would be a funny segment. That's not where we're starting. But feel free to text him with those answers. You know what? Go get your loved one a beautiful Taylor Swift style diamond ring. Do it at ContinentalDiamond.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.